Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
They're not talking. Okay. Shit. They're not talking.
Gonna have
Ladies, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you're live.
Well, hello. Hello, world.
Hi, how are you?
Well, Alana, I hope your morning has been as adventurous as mine has.
Why was it so adventurous?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is my first blog talk other than just being on other shows. And so entering this world of technology, being from my generation, is certainly an adventure. It's a little frightening. It puts butterflies in at least my stomach. It puts butterflies in my stomach. But I'm entering this with an attitude of determination that I'm going to win over all of this technology that I'm being bombarded with. And so it's an adventure. And the world out there listening, I don't know how many of y'all may be coming from the same perspective as I am, but surely there are some out there who are from the generation of mine. And so talking with you millennials is educational, is interesting, is inspirational for me, all of the above. So that's been my morning, and to get to the point where we are right now, I feel I've conquered step one.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'm so excited for you to be on the show today. For everyone who doesn't know Melina Adams, she's an amazing journalist, but also, more importantly, she is one of the founders of the National Association of Black Journalists, and we can't thank you enough for coming on today and being here and doing the show with me. Right. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about how you got involved with NEBJ and why you thought it was so important to be active in that organization. Literally.
Norma, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're going to move over to another StreamYard platform right now. The link will be sent to your email. So for right now, we're going to take a quick break. So leave this studio. I'm going to send you a new link.
Alana, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Norma.
Okay.
Norma, we need you to click on
the link. I didn't hear that.
Norma, we need you to click on the link that you were sent in the email.
The StreamYard?
Correct. Cheryl just sent it to you 5 minutes ago. Join me on StreamYard.
Okay, I'm already in StreamYard. And
okay,
and,
but you
and
have
my,
to click that.
And my bidding. I'm in and I'm on the screen of StreamYard.
Okay,
Hello.
Who can hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, did you want me on StreamYard? Can you hear me? Mhm. Who's there? Can you hear me?
But the beauty, yes. The beauty of Paul Quinn College is basically they're giving these tests for free. And that's amazing. They're giving back to their community, a community that has been so overlooked, especially at a historically black school. As we've seen across.
Kalana? Hello? Kalana? Hello?
Okay.
I ended the call.
Yes, but let me see something. You may not have ended it totally.
Yes,
hello, can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you very well. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Tell me what you want me to do.
Okay. Okay, Norma cannot hear me, so.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.